Lord, may your word be a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path. Kind of sharing a little concept here I've been thinking about for several days, and one of the things that the Lord spoke to me a while back, and one would be, take care of what you're listening to. You know, pretty much I knew what he was saying, that there's just a lot of voices, and make sure that those voices are narrowed down to just one, which is his voice, right? And we do hear a lot of voices, you know, not meaning that we're all mentally ill or anything like that, but in a sense, in the spirit, we are, right? We hear our voice, you know, our thoughts. We hear God's voice. We hear the enemy's voice. And in my experience, they all sound alike, right? I remember a young believer telling me years ago that he knows he can distinguish the voice when it's the Father, when it's Jesus, or when the Holy Spirit. I was like, well, good for you, man. I've been doing this 30 years, and I can't do that. So I'm still trying to figure out which, if it's God's voice, you know, or if it's mine, or who's it, where it's coming from, right? And so I started thinking about this a few days ago, and Scripture came to mind because, you know, if you wonder where, you know, we know Satan's not omnipresent. He's a fallen angel, right? He's not the opposite of God. Right? He's just a fallen angel. What does he do? Where does he spend most of his time? Well, according to Scripture, he stands before God night and day accusing the brethren. That's what it says. Revelation 12, right? That he spends most of his time before God accusing you or bringing accusations against you. And that's always interesting to me that, the Lord would allow that, you know, but he does. So evidently, he just tuned him out, right? Or just as he sees it that, you know, all humanity, it's because we're in Christ, right? We hear that all the time. That's just one of the cool things about it. And what redemption and forgiveness has done to us, that he stands before God accusing, bringing accusations, and therefore he just doesn't entertain it. Listen. So we know that as the accuser of the brethren, that the warfare against us is going to be accusations, right? 1 John chapter 4, you know, and he tells them, starts off in verse 4, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test them to see whether they're from God, right? Telling us again that we can hear the voice of a spirit, right? Test them to see whether they're from God. You know, he's talking about many antichrists have gone out in the world, and anything that's not him is going to be anti the real deal. But then he says, and this is familiar to us, where is that scripture? Here it is. It's talking about the end of this chapter about being perfected in love, that we may have confidence in the day of judgment. Or that word is actually the word for accusation. That perfect love casts out fear, and he's talking about having confidence in the day when accusations are coming against you, right? One, to know that they aren't from God, that he is, he doesn't do that. No condemnation in Christ Jesus. So accusations that are brought against us, that we may have confidence in the day of accusation. The only way you can have confidence is understand that the accusation is not from God, right? Not from him. So that is personal warfare that we entertain, right? But Paul said this. He said, I don't want you to be ignorant to the schemes or the wiles of the devil, how he operates, right? That the other warfare that we encounter within the body of Christ is the accusations against each other, right? That the accuser of the brethren whispers in your ears, my ears, accusations against others as well, right? He can't bring it against us, then he's going to bring it in our ears to the other. And again, a really good warfare psalm, if you want to read it, is Psalm 64. Go back and read that. And it talks about that the enemy shoots from concealment, from places of darkness, from hiding, right? The thing about warfare that I've learned just through the years is it's disguised so you won't recognize it, right? He doesn't like to reveal himself. He likes to stay hidden. And he likes to make the warfare between our ears and convince us that it's us, right? And he just shoots from concealment. So the whole thing about that is God exposing that, Lord shooting his arrows back at that. And the part of warfare we know is that if once we can recognize it and see it, then we learn how to deal with it, right? So the accusation, the accuser of the brethren against us is a little bit easier than when it comes to the body of Christ, right? Jesus was, you know, when he went cast that spirit out at the time, and they were, you know, Pharisees were saying you were doing it by, you know, Beelzebub, the leader of demons, and he said, you know, Satan's smart enough to know a house divided against itself won't stand, you know? So in the body of Christ with us, then the same is true. So one of the things the Lord kind of went deeper with this word for me, you know, a few weeks ago, is to catch the thoughts that are not just against me, but against others as well, you know, with my relationships around me, you know, with my family, with TC, you know. The accuser of the brethren is going to come to me and accuse her, you know, right? He'll come to you and accuse me, right? And so what do we fight that with, you know? The same thing that God, we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, word of the testimony. But two things it says about love. Covers a multitude of sins, right? And it never fails. And if we're people that are wanting to recognize this, God will show it to us, you know, that where the origin of this is coming from, you know, test them to see whether they're from God. And to understand that our battle is not just against us. It's not those around us too, right? Thoughts and, you know, to magnify things, right? Or make you believe a person's thinking a certain way, right? You ever done that? You know, this person feels this way, or they feel that way, or they just that way. You know, that's how he does it. So it's how we have to guard. As we move on, you know, there, you hear me say this all the time, you know, with, especially within the body here, there's this individual thing that God does where we have this, you know, individual, we have this personal revival, but there's also the one together, right? And the only way, and within the body, a local body here, and y'all know that, that we are going to experience just great revival is unity. And when scripture says, above all else, put on the bond of unity, right? Because in the bond of unity is where, how we stand. It's like a, I don't even know if kids play Red Rover or stuff like that anymore. I don't ever see kids playing any games like that, you know, but it's like locking arms with each other, you know, within all relationships, at home, branching out to there, just that we are, we're locking arms, you know, and we understand that the battle is not just the devil against us personally, but against those around us too, you know, trying to find any way he can get in there to disrupt and cause disunion, right? So just another little peep into what this battle is like, you know. And me, that was real eye-opening about some things I'd known, but it just started revealing some things to me, some thoughts that were coming my way that I was just thinking it was me, right? I was just thinking these things, and it wasn't. It was like demonic. And so I was thinking this, you know, person's thinking this or that, and it wasn't true at all, right? It was just the old guy standing before God night and day, slinging arrows, right? But thank God, he's defeated with the blood of the Lamb. So love is the perfect love casts all that out, right? So what I mean by saying it, what are you saying by that? I said this, well, the way I combat that with my relationships is love covers a multitude of sins, right? Love bears, believes, hopes, endures. And because usually when an accusation comes, it's because there's something that's happened or done, right? Can be very true, but whether I entertain it or listen to it or not, makes all the difference in the world, right? So, well, Lord, I just thank you for your word. I pray that, Lord, we all, as we're just growing in our union with you, Lord, we want to be people who hear your voice. Lord, your voice is, you say it's full of sweetness, and you're wholly desirable. Lord, it's full of just kindness and goodness. Lord, help us to be able to catch the little foxes. Lord, the accusations that come against us personally, Lord, but also the accusations that come against each other, be able to also catch those. Lord, thank you. Bless our time in Jesus' name.